Following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hassett, Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Happy Saturday.
Yes, happy Saturday. We're here every week from 2 to 3 p.m. for your listening pleasure about real estate and mortgage and all things related.
That's right. And we are also available outside of 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays if you have questions
for us.
Often. Yeah. Frequently solving.
Sadly for my personal life.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. I love it.
You and I joke about that. I get the call from you about usually 6:30 Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, we're writing up an offer. We need an approval letter.
Yes. And if not Saturday at 3 or Sunday at 4.
Oh, no.
No. Whatever.
I wish I knew what bankers' hours meant like 30-some years ago.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, you know that we're recruiting right now, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the conversation I have to have with everyone every single time is, okay, you're leaving, like, this corporate job or you're leaving this other kind of job where you had Monday through Friday. I'm like, are you prepared?
Right.
Like, have you told your family about this? Do you like your family? Do you not like your family? Maybe this is a way to get away. I don't know.
Oh, you mean the life, the glamorous life of a real estate agent
so
is not just so simple and you just work a couple
it's
hours a week and that's it.
We just get to wear like high heels and dresses and wear pretty makeup and go look at houses and talk to people all day.
Yeah.
For anyone who knows that is a bunch of baloney, or if you didn't know, I posted on my Facebook page like a couple of weeks ago, because this was a former client of ours, right? We just listed and it's pending sale.
Mm-hmm.
But I posted online a Facebook Live of me wearing this pretty little green dress. I'm wearing high heels, but I'm wearing wonderful blue rubber gloves because I'm in front of this house picking up garbage.
Well, sure.
It
that sounds
disgusting.
Glamorous. That sounds awesome.
It was so disgusting.
Oh,
rotting food, broken glass. I mean, it was just like, ugh. It's not glamorous. I mean, it's fulfilling work.
Yeah.
So I do want to say, because we are recruiting, we're looking for more agents, it is really fulfilling work. So if you're humble, hungry, and smart, we want to hear from you. We've got ads out on LinkedIn right now. I've got resumes that we're receiving.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Just bring your blue gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get yourself a big box of them.
You never know what you're going to need to bring to the party on that.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, the glamorous life of a banker is not quite what people envision either. You know, we're not just sitting back in our easy chairs chomping on cigars.
No.
Well, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
But
on occasion.
No, on occasion.
Yeah.
But no.
After a month well done.
Right.
Yeah, for like 2 hours.
But, you know, I'll be off work. And, be with friends and they'll look at me and they're like, how come your knuckles are white? And it's like,
I know I'm looking at your hands right now, as you're describing it. You already look like you're about to go into PTSD or something.
About these files. I can't just sort of,
you can't let go.
It's not that job where you can just walk away from the desk for the weekend and forget about it. You know,
you have to make
sure the files are always moving forward, that we're always making progress. You can't let a file sit for a minute. Or you'll miss a closing date, and we really do stress about that. We worry about that, you know, because if somebody's buying a home, they're financing a home, they're putting their life on hold, they're making plans, vacations, money, notice to their landlords, all the things that go along with that. And if we screw up,
very unhappy.
Somebody's homeless. Yeah. It's high stakes.
It is.
So
it's high emotion. That's the other thing is we look for people with really high emotional quotients.
Yeah.
Because you have to be empathetic in this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be about the money. You know, agency law itself is all about having to put somebody else before your own needs.
That's right.
Right. And it doesn't mean we have to give up our lives for this person, but what it means is that we can't let commissions, you know, the income earning side of it, the other pieces of it, be the motivator, right?
Well, you
and there's a lot of people.
How many times that happens out there?
Oh no, I know it does. But agency law is built around trying to prevent that, right? Yeah, you know, right. And there's so many laws that we all have to follow. But, you know, I tell people that all the time when we sit down in meetings, that it's like, there's not even just like, there's, it's actually more than the four I usually mention, but we have agency law, common law, tort law, and good business practices laws, mm-hmm. but we also have consumer protection laws mm-hmm. and several other things that we have to abide by, along with the multiple criminal listing service. Well, we have the multiple listing service that we also have to follow their rules, which when printed is 2 inches thick.
Right.
And we also, if you choose to be a realtor, have the code of ethics that you have to follow with that as well.
Of course.
So, you know, and you we know do what? All of that.
Your laws are just little baby laws compared to the laws that I have to follow as a lender.
Absolutely. You know, are we having a tit for tat competition here?
Yeah. I'll take you down when it comes to rules and regulations.
We're going to be thumb wrestling later.
That's right.
I think some people think we do a lot of verbal thumb wrestling.
Yeah, we got enough of that in a day anyway. But it's so true. But I'm just the day doesn't end at the end of the day for either of us.
No.
But if you have questions for us, always happy to jump in and help. Love to solve problems.
Yes.
Reba, you can be reached where?
At info@teamreba.com is my entire team, actually. So mm-hmm. we can get somebody to respond to you right away. Because if you're going to go to one of our classes, if you have a question, you want to set up an appointment, we can get you taken care of from there. And also my cell phone number for anyone who wants to contact me directly is 206-910-3429. And if you're sending me a text, please just give me your name so I know who I'm talking to and what your question might be.
Perfect. And for me,
you.
Super easy. Eric@ericismybanker.com. That's E-R-I-C. And you can also call me or text me. And my number is 206-915-3742. Easy to remember, just 915-ERIC.
Eric. That's with a C. You just have to remember Eric with a C, not the Nordic.
That's right. I know. Yes. There was a Swede in the family somewhere.
Yep.
That's where that came
nothing
from.
Nothing wrong with it.
That's where that came from.
Yeah. Okay. So I mentioned that people can go to info@teamreba.com for signing up for our classes.
Yes.
So we just got done booking another one. Do you want to tell our listeners what that is?
Absolutely. If you are a first-time home buyer, or if you know anybody that is, or it's just been a while since you bought a home, lots of things have changed. This is the official Washington State Housing Finance Commission sponsored class. Reba and I volunteer for the Washington State Housing Finance Commission, been doing it for years. This is a 5-hour class, but it goes super fast. And this is a class that is a requirement for most first-time homebuyer programs or zero-down type loan programs as well. So for a lot of those programs, you have to have taken one of these classes to qualify for special financing. So we're going to be running this class. We're still working on setting up the location. It'll be somewhere in the South End. And maybe we'll
possibly
get your feedback
Burien,
on that. Burien or West Seattle.
We do West Seattle a lot, but Burien is where we're doing a lot more business recently. So, and did you happen to mention the increase on the qualifying
number?
Not yet.
Well, I haven't even mentioned the date yet.
Well, okay. So the date coming up is going to be October 20th.
That's right.
Right. So we always do it from like 10 to 3.
10 to 3.
Typically, so that you can get the rest of your weekend going.
That's right.
You know, you can wake up at a reasonable time, relax, go get coffee, that kind of thing, right?
That's right.
And then you can come in because you're going to need the coffee, because we talk about the math part at the beginning. Keep them awake while you're talking. And then I get to talk about the fun stuff on the last half.
That's right.
That's after we have pizza typically.
Hey, I'll keep them awake. Uh-huh. They're gonna be learning about zero down. That's like a good thing.
It does get people excited.
Absolutely.
And it is interactive. That's the other best part about our classes. It's interactive. We're not just talking at you. We're talking with you.
That's absolutely right. And you're gonna walk away like well educated, well armed, prepared. To buy that home and knowing what the process is, and also what your options are, and how to intelligently shop. Mm-hmm. Not only for the home, but also for your financing. Super, super
and
important.
And the agents and lender.
All of the above.
As well.
All of the above.
Because you got to know what skill sets they got to have.
That's right. And, one of the biggest challenges we see for first-time buyers out there, especially these days, is the down payment. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've got the income, maybe their credit's okay, but they're just coming up short on the down payment. Mm-hmm. There is zero down or pretty close to zero down financing options available.
Yes.
These programs always have an income ceiling. Your income has to be below a certain level to qualify. But those income limits just increased about 2 weeks ago to $145,000 a year.
That's so wonderful.
That's up from $97,000.
Exactly. That's substantial.
It's a big, big jump.
Yes.
So if you're at or below $145,000, you very well may be eligible for zero down financing. So definitely worth worth checking out. Just come sign up to our classes. You can do that by going to info@teamreba.com.
Can I also just mention how beneficial when people go through the class and they do it successfully, and you and I say that we always set our clients up for success.
Yeah.
The house where I did the video with me and the gloves.
Yeah.
That was someone who came to one of our classes, and they bought that house 3 years ago. And between 3 years ago and they did either a zero down or very low down purchase on that home, they're getting about $100,000 or somewhere between $100,000 and $150,000.
Isn't that awesome?
They bought that home for around $300,000. We're selling it for $455,000. I mean, it is tremendous.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So anyway, they had a pretty good time with also what the rates were. But why don't you give everyone an update on rates real quick?
Sure. We have pressure. We have headwinds going on with interest rates. It's all because of the economy. The economy is booming. You know, and over the last few weeks, we've been getting some really strong economic statistics. You know, big, big jobs report last week kind of started a little bit of an upward trend on that. But the real thing that the bond traders are looking at, which influences mortgage rates, are wage growth and inflation. And those are the two things that will cause mortgage rates to rise. Wages have not yet been rising at a crazy pace, even though we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in about 20 years.
Right. Yeah.
And jobs are being created at a dramatic level right now. So a lot of the bond traders are concerned about that. It's like, why haven't they been going up? Why don't we have inflation at this point? And so the bond markets are somewhat bracing for, you know, what you could almost call a perfect storm. So we are seeing a little bit of upward pressure on rates, still not bad, but the national average for a 30-year fixed rate loan, 4.72%, 15-year fixed rates around 4.2%, FHA and VA loans hovering right around 4.4%. Again, those are national averages. Your rates will vary depending on your situation, credit, all of that. When we get back, we got an attorney in the house. We're talking about evictions and
other
things
attorney-related.
Oh, you know it's coming.
Oh, no.
Stay my more open house with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1580. The Answer.